The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Sunday, July 5th, 2020. NASCAR star Jimmy Johnson has COVID, as does his wife. And they're worried about they're small kids. They can't go near them. Because the kids have tested negative. Thank goodness. But mommy and daddy are having to keep their distance to let this thing run its course. I think Jimmy Johnson is going to be fine. I think Jimmy Johnson's wife is going to be fine. And she's more than Jimmy Johnson's wife. I just don't know her name. I apologize, sir. Jimmy Johnson, I think your wife will be fine. And the kids are going to be okay. This is like batting practice for their immune system. And I know there have been cases that you can cite where young people have taken poor turns. But we don't necessarily know the entire story regarding those incidents. And it's been established that the best thing you can be during all this is young. I'm sure. I just not doubt. I'm looking for a doubt, not finding it. I'm sure his kids are going to be just fine. But my goodness, what does it scream to us about priorities? Oh, bless their hearts. I want you to get to that point where you look back at this and say, thank goodness it's over. I want that for you. Not much I wouldn't do to give that to you. But they say they did everything they could, and it wasn't enough. Now, when you're Jimmy Johnson, crowds form around you. It's understandable. But there have been few attendees. I believe there was a race where they allowed 1,000 members of the military to attend. But there haven't been stadiums full with 100,000 people. We haven't done that this race season. And so the crowds that have been surrounding Mr. Johnson, it would make sense to believe that they are much smaller than usual, than the previous season, the season before that, and the season where he was winning the championship every year. I can't even imagine. That'd be worse than working in a doctor's office, you know? But all those championships, all that glory, all that money, a beautiful family, and it doesn't eliminate vulnerability, does it? This guy's got trophies all over his house. This guy could order an extra large pizza without doing the math. I mean, he's got it made in a lot of our eyes. But he can't be around his kids. And his kids are scared, or he says they would be. I don't know how much they know right now. He says, I don't want to see the fear in their eyes. Boy, what do extreme circumstances teach us about our priorities? You know, once you have everything, what else do you need to go get? It becomes about cherishing what you have. And I could hear it in his voice. I'm sure this man loves his family more than he loves racing. And there are indicators that he likes racing a good bit. So, you know, that's saying something. And it should also remind us or serve as a warning that just because the crowd is not that big or as big as it usually is doesn't necessarily make it a safer environment. And so when you go places where the crowds aren't as big as they would normally be, take precautions as if they were, because you don't know. Jimmy Johnson has had informal interactions with thousands of people, I'm sure. Which one gave him COVID? He's not going to know. He's never going to know. It's one of the frustrating things, the downside of measuring progress, is it has to be measured by what does not happen. The curb was flattening there for a little while, and we stopped doing what we were doing, got back to our lives around Memorial Day, and then it was like the curb went up a water slide. I mean, and so the lessons from that is that precautions help. Is it a cure-all? No. But they help. And don't use what you are not seeing as an indication that you don't need to take precautions. This virus is invisible to us. And while Jimmy Johnson's a fairly young man, I think he's going to be just fine. You heard the 70-year-old couple watching the fireworks from the distance. TGK heard that report. And the gentleman saying that he had been in the Navy for 20 years, and this was big enough a deal to him to be there, but to sit as far away from everybody as he could and still see the things, because he and his wife were in their 70s. They were at risk. I tell you, it don't pay to get old, does it? Or what it pays to get old. I wish they'd switch the currency. Bless your heart, you give 20 years to the Navy and can't enjoy a fireworks show when you're 70? Well, we're going to keep trying. We're going to do what we can to get things back to the way we want them. I'm not going to say back to the way they were, because I think we're going to discover that there are aspects of life we could do without. That we're just kind of habit, you know. I don't shop for groceries anymore. And when everything's nice and calm, say this time next year, hope. Fear of COVID is not going to be what keeps me out of a supermarket. I'm just learning a slightly new way to live. And the longer this goes on, the more different behaviors people will learn. And there's a reshaping going on. And we can't be sure exactly how it's going to look at the end, because it kind of depends on what goes on in the meantime. We don't have that information yet. Although cases seem to be up, it would seem that deaths aren't following suit. That's wonderful, of course. But I believe it has made us just a bit cavalier. Because just because it wouldn't kill you doesn't mean it couldn't kill someone else. And you might never know. The easiest way to live with yourself moving forward is to know that you did all you could to keep your germs to yourself. Because let's say, and I'm heaven forfend, let's say an older relative gets COVID, someone at risk, the only one in the family displaying any symptoms. You got to live with wondering where they picked it up. And I'm not saying blame yourself, but you can't be sure, can you? The closest thing you can be to sure is to take every precaution you can. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I can't tell you what to do. And no, the governor's not going to show up at your place and say, get that mask on, get it on, get it on. That's not going to happen either. It's on us, folks. We have to care enough about each other to be inconvenienced We got to put our mask where our mouth is. And nose. That's what I understand. I don't know how they expect you to breathe in one of those. My glasses get all steamed up. I start feeling lightheaded if I've been walking for a while. Ah, the good old days. If you do what you can take comfort in your effort. If you slack off, you have to wonder. Now, maybe it doesn't bother you the way it would bother some people. Because risk is everywhere, and you're never going to know particularly what gave who what. So you might not think about it. And you can get away with that, sure. Especially if you're younger. Don't you want to be part of the solution? Don't we want to beat this together through a collective effort? Because the recovery will be faster that way. Undeniable that the recovery will be faster if we work together. And there's no reason to be ashamed or feel like your freedom is being compromised. Let love guide your actions. So, well, I don't love everybody. Well, do it for the people you do love. You could have it and not know it and be asymptomatic, and it can come and go, and you would never know. But you love your grandma, you love mama, you love daddy. You see, you having COVID means something different to them. It's what's keeping Jimmy Johnson and his wife away from their kids right now, which is that's a heartbreaking scenario. But it's not going to last. You're going to get your family back, buddy. You're going to be fine. You're going to get your family back. And oh, how wonderful is it going to feel? Going to feel so good on so many levels for us to beat this thing into the ground and get our lives back. I want it bad enough to work for it. I suspect you do as well. Fear does not have to be a factor. There's nothing to be afraid of. Today, that you really haven't needed to worry about all along. Life is risk. Take the precautions you can, and you greatly increase your chance of avoiding worst-case scenario, you and your loved ones. Chris Farrell, 725.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Hi. Sunday, July 5th, 2020. 740 on the Chris Farrell Show. Are you paying any attention at all to all these modifications. They're planning to do the professional sports to still have something that they'll call a season. I'm sorry, but inviting half of your teams to come play in a bubble at an amusement park, that's not basketball. That's not the NBA. I have decided to just wait for sports to come back into my life. I'm not going to be reminded of modern times every time they show the empty stands. And I'm tired of hearing about all the weird modifications. It's just not a priority in the big picture. Right now, I don't care about the NBA. I don't care about the All-Star game. It's nowhere on the radar. And I understand the teams are losing money. Everybody's losing money. Everybody is. But life tends to be pretty good for active pro athletes. I mean, generally speaking, you never know what an individual is going through at a given time. You need to keep that in mind. But generally speaking, a professional athlete is a good thing to be. It's something you work your entire life to become. And lots of folks have gotten rich. How about, and I don't mean a thing by this, how about instead of looking for ways to salvage a season, you look for ways to pay back the communities that have made you millionaires? Or at least shut up. One of the two. Because I'll tell you this. I'm not too worried about how you're planning to have your quote-unquote season. I'm not really keeping up with that. But if you took the initiative to help the communities that made your businesses so very worth saving, if you were coming up with ways to serve those communities, that would get my attention and would probably serve you well in seasons to come. Taking any precautions at home, COVID precautions at home, inside your house? I'm not. Nothing out of the ordinary. I'm not. Son, would you mind sitting on the other end of the sofa? We're not doing that. I guess the precaution I take at home is to leave it as little as possible, to leave home as little as possible. That's less of a sacrifice for me than it is for many. I like home. I just wonder, as long as this has been going on, are you becoming more or less of a homebody? Is this just driving you crazy and you got to get out again and can't wait to be in a packed restaurant? Are you kind of starting to like it at home? Home's my favorite place. My driveway is my finish line. Everything I do, not just my job, everything I do is geared towards getting home and having everyone be okay. Either bringing them what they need or earning what we need to earn to continue to live indoors that week. Whatever it is. You don't have to talk me into staying home. And I just wonder if there are going to be more people like me when it comes to that in the future. Because I'm not this monument to capitalist success or anything like that. I'm a pretty regular guy. But I love nothing like time at home with family. And it's not because I can't pursue more quote-unquote exciting things. I've discovered that this is where I'm happy. And while I don't want you to lose any of your hobbies just because they required you to leave the house, I do hope that you are happier at home than you ever have been. I do hope you think of home and smile. And that if you're not there, that's what you're working towards. Because I can tell you, as a 50-year-old man, you know, I still got to work for a living. I don't stand out. I'm pretty normal, whatever that means. There is not a place I'd rather be. People think I don't like to travel. I just love it at home. And there should be things you can do, especially when you've been home long enough. You've spent enough time in your house, it seems like there should be some things you do, some adjustments you make to basically make it more fun, make it more livable. And I think those things are starting to happen on their own after all this time, even if you didn't seek out alternatives for fun early in the game. I think some things are starting to work themselves out. And home is becoming part of just your most natural environment. What I like best about being at home is the reassurance, especially if everybody else is there. Then my world is okay. If I'm home with family and no one is lacking, that's victory. That's not just okay. That's not contentment. That's success. It's what I want from life. And it's what I want the rest of my life to be about. Because I'm looking ahead at what the news probably holds for the rest of the year. And not much of it makes me want to jump out of my recliner and go hit the streets, you know? Because what are we looking at here? I see less street violence. I'm seeing less of that. I think the culture war that we have been indulging during this pandemic, I think it's running out of steam. That's because it's fueled by anger. And anger subsides over time. If you start pulling down a statue, right when you start pulling on what NASCAR calls pull ropes, when you start pulling on Stonewall's head or whoever you're working on, whoever you're trying to get off of that horse, at the beginning, you're like, yeah, down with the oppressors, all this stuff. But then you realize it's not that easy to pull a statue down. And 15 minutes later, it's like, well, the oppressors, they're annoying, all right. Arms are starting to hurt a little bit. You know. After about an hour, you're at Starbucks. Yeah, we couldn't get it to come down. So something fueled by passion had best be acted upon quickly, because you're going to run out of fuel quicker. And I look at what the rest of the news wheel holds for 2020, and I'm wanting it to go out like a lamb. And if any year has earned its ticket through the lamb exit, it's 2020, because it came in like a lion. I ain't lying. It came in like a line. So I see this culture war running out of steam, because you just can't stay as mad forever. There are defenses in our psyche against that, so we don't tear ourselves to pieces. So for our own good, I believe the actions and the rhetoric will become less pervasive and hopefully more civil and inherently thereby making it less newsworthy. But what we got after that? Okay. COVID is still around. The search for a vaccine is going to become the big story. It's about to become the big story as the culture war cools. And whether a vaccine is discovered or not, guess what? There's also a presidential election this November. Between the search for the vaccine and the debates and the race itself and the sound bites from the road, yeah, that's going to knock angry protesters, whose numbers will be dwindling. That's going to knock it out of the main news cycle. And then the end of 2020. Oh, no. Tell you what, we'll do it together and we'll get through it somehow. Agreed? This is Chris Farrell. I love you, and I'm telling you that now because yesterday I forgot to tell you that it's 7:55, and I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.